me a raise my pitney them rough sons. Daughter,
No.
Yes, me a go dress up my daughter in a little pink and me a go like put her over my shoulder.
That's cute. That's balance is needed.
My son, you got to tough it out. Welcome to the Dale Elliott Podcast. I am your host, Dale Elliott, and I am here with my good friend, Faye Peck. Where are you?
I'm scared because you said it's a surprise. I'm like,
no, this is a surprise. You know why? So people, don't forget to like, share, comment, and subscribe. But Faye, you are officially the first woman that has ever been on my YouTube channel.
That's a nice surprise. I thought you were going to say something else. Exactly. I thought you were like, you're the first person to be this late to show up. That's where
You're late, you know.
Okay.
Y'all are the first person, though.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So the first female.
But y'all the first female me ever actually do an interview with that is on my platform.
I'll take that.
Thank you. And people, me and Faye, our friend, stop on the foolishness.
Of course.
Exactly. So, how you feeling? You know, how you enjoying yourself?
Yeah, I feel good. It's very nice to be here in your fancy studio. I heard so much about it. Now that I see the $3 million studio, this is amazing. The upstairs and the posters and the elephant statues. Wow.
Don't worry. Well, I work hard, you know? You know, that's why I did sad when you're late.
Why?
Yeah, man. Why? No, I'm glad I have a woman beside me for ask these questions.
Okay.
Why are women always late?
Well, I can't speak for everyone. Mm-hmm. I only can speak for myself.
Yeah.
And I'm always late because I work a lot.
All right.
And being a woman, I feel like women always have 150 jobs, right? We got to take care of ourselves, our home, our, if they have kids, their kids. You got to, our showers take longer. We got, I'm not going to say more hair because you might beat me. We have a lot of things to take care of. You guys are just boop, 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 and you're ready to go.
I'm not really boop, 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 though. But I will say it's easier for men get ready.
Yeah.
But me feel like some of the time, a lot of women don't have, I don't feel like women time conscious as it relates to like getting ready for things.
I'll admit, I don't understand time. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to lie. I'm going to be 100. Like 1 minute and 1 hour, it feel real similar.
Really?
So like, I'm not even being funny. Like if I'm doing something and I'm like getting dressed, so I'm taking a shower, right? Let's say I get in the shower, it's 3:30, right? And I think, oh, I'm going to take a 10 minute shower. I get out, it's 4:50. And I don't know how it happened.
So what y'all doing in the bathroom so long?
I'm going to be honest. I don't know. Because I feel like I'm doing regular stuff. Like I'm showering. You might exfoliate. If it's a shave day, you shave your legs, you know. Just the regular stuff. And I just don't know where the time is going.
You know, I always want to know, what is exfoliate?
So it's when you exfoliate your skin, you like take off that little dead layer of skin. And
like you scrub.
Yeah, you scrub. You can use a scrub and exfoliant. But I use like a... It's like one of those, I don't know what they call it. It's like, it's an African thing. It's like a long rope looking thing that I used to bathe with. It's really nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, boy.
No, it's too much. Okay.
No, he said, no, not too much. Me, okay. Can't, me not going to go through all of that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, with woman, it take whole heap of things for to get ready. But in terms of like, you say you have 9 jobs. Mm-hmm. So, how we rationalize things is if we have 9 jobs, mm-hmm. we like try be punctual for like all of them, you know, and we just set it upon like a priority base. Mm. Because I still feel like man work wally. I feel like man work more is just two different
things. Right. I can agree. At least just speaking for me, priority wise. And this is just for me. This is not for all women. But sometimes my issue with being late is my feelings. Because sometimes I don't feel to get up yet. Or I don't feel to, like, go do what I know I'm supposed to be doing. But that's just me. I'm only speaking for me and being honest.
Trust me. Hey, y'all got to make sure it says, can you see? What I love, no, with having a woman on the podcast is like, I am hearing it from the person. So you see what, if I just said that, everybody would be like, no, not all women.
Yeah, it's still not all women, because I know it's just me, because there's other times where I'm super like focused and like on time and everything's going, because I feel like, I'm not going to blame the time of the month, but I do feel like we really do go through like phases and hormonal things, because sometimes it really is. I'm tired and I take my vitamins and stuff in the morning, but sometimes I'm genuinely lacking. Like, and even though I say my feelings, is like something's genuinely going on where I'm like tired and stuff like that. But then other times, like 2 weeks later, I'm up, I'm at it. I'm out 6 a.m., 3 workouts in a day.
Is it really like, I always hear that they say women have like 4 personalities in a month. Is that real?
I mean, possibly. It all depends on the woman too, because you have some people like my sister, for example, she just got one personality.
One mood.
She just very serious about stuff. She's a Capricorn. I don't know about like zodiac signs like that, but Capricorns just seem like hardworking people that just get stuff done. And that's
what is Capricorn?
That's like January, I think. I think that's the end of December to early January. It's a zodiac sign. I don't really know about it, but people always ask about it. So I just kind of know one or two things.
I feel like I know your zodiac sign. Bet.
What is it?
You're born April.
No, did I already tell you my birthday?
No. But just feel like you're born April.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I feel like I had to tell you that. Did I tell you that?
No. Hmm. You're Aries?
No.
Me know. Me know, because me are Aries.
Okay.
But me know you're born April. Mm-hmm. Me feel like you're born at the back part though.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mix up in a day. Mm-hmm. Because me are Aries, you know, but me born March.
Oh.
Me born the 29th of March.
Okay. Yeah, I'm a Taurus. We're like the sleepiest sign of the zodiac. That's what they say.
What that mean?
Like, we like to sleep. Yeah. I'm sorry to the other Taurus. I'm not talking for everyone. This is just what I hear. I don't even know how to read the moon and
the stars.
Well,
you can't say sorry yourself, Bridget.
Because I don't want your followers to be like.
Yeah, listen to me. Yeah, tell everybody sorry. Listen to me. So my time, yes, it's good for me. Apologetic. But meanwhile, you have to just be yourself. Because at the end of the day, people, what I realize with like supporters and people who listen, all viewers and listeners,
mm-hmm.
they appreciate a genuine person.
Mm-hmm.
So, funny enough, you see like how you're there, so them actually like it. Because they must say, oh, look for her, she's probably nervous. You see?
Right, I'm sweating. These lights.
Hey, what we need? We need it. We need it for look, you know? We have to look, you know, pretty and them things. Yeah. We have to fancy it up.
So, yeah.
So, we were speaking about, in my previous podcast, me and my Bridget Crooks.
Mm-hmm.
Crooks, we talk about tears of Jamaican.
Mm-hmm.
And your parents are Jamaican, mm-hmm. right? So your mother and your father.
Mm-hmm.
Strong tie.
Mm-hmm.
Both were born in Jamaica, mm-hmm. right? Strong. Mm-hmm. You were born in foreign.
Mm-hmm.
Tier two. Tier two. So you, my friend, are a tier two Jamaican, you know? So tier one is if you were born in Jamaica.
Okay.
Tier two is if you have Jamaican parents.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's very interesting to hear the perspective of a person with Jamaican parents.
Okay.
Instead of like me, I grew up in Jamaica.
Mm-hmm.
So there is different. Is there anything that you did find weird as a person growing up in America, but you have Jamaican parents, seeing that it's a culturally different?
That's a great question. And I'm going to answer that. But before I do, I would like to say my blood is tier one. Okay. Because I have an issue with that every single time. No, I do. And I'm going to pick the bone right now, because being an American born Jamaican,
mm-hmm.
let's clarify, I'm Jamaican.
Right? You're Jamaica.
Yeah. But being an American born one, people always want to like make a difference, right? Like, oh, you're not Jamaican. Or you come from foreign or whatever. Okay. No, because until y'all stop calling the Chinese people them Chinese. And when you see Spanish people and they're just Spanish, right? But mm-hmm. you don't know where they're born, but they're already Spanish. Oh, you Puerto Rican, or you're this, you're that. And they could be born in America, but they still get to just call themselves just that because of how they look.
Mm-hmm.
Since Black Jamaicans born in America, there's no like look. Jamaicans don't have a look. So it's like then now it resorts to where I'm born.
But you know why? So first of all, we have a look. We have a look, we have a style, we have a feel, we have a swag boy. And you can tell. No, the thing is, we offspring not always get the look and the flair and the style. You know, but at the same time, remember, you know, we love you, you know. You know, a Jamaican, you know. I am not here to say that you guys are not Jamaicans. I am just saying, you know, really, you know, more Jamaican than me.
Nobody's you know, more Jamaican than you.
But just, I'm just saying, overall, though, I would say tier two is kind of my favorite because.
You're so funny.
No, because I really understand when I was in Jamaica before, and then I moved to the States and I meet people that, like, wasn't born in Jamaica and they have Jamaican parents. Mm-hmm. So, my time, I feel like the way how uno love the culture and treat the culture. Mm-hmm. Me feel like it different from me, we're born there. And so my time, it make me jealous. That's what me I say. It's like me jealous. It's like, why you know certain song? Like, why you know certain things? Why you are celebrating Independence Day and me almost forget? Them thing that hurt me. Like, me genuinely.
And I can understand that. And I think the reason for that is, like, growing up, right? Being, like, a first generation American. Tier two. Being a tier two, mm-hmm. right? When you go back, like, from your young and you go see your grandparents and you see your aunt and your cousins and you get to see your identity, right? You get to see where your food come from. Because just because you live in America, that don't mean we're eating McDonald's and Taco Bell, right? Mm-hmm. You're still eating Jamaican food.
You never feel left out or anything. But
that's what I'm getting to, is that's where the love come from. Because it's like you grow up, you have the culture already in your house, but in America, right? So then when you go back to Jamaica, then you really kind of say, like, oh, this is where it come from. Mm-hmm. And you just love it so much and you embrace it because you get to draw the line, mm-hmm. right? Where it's like, for example, like in America, I remember like going to my friend's house that weren't Caribbean. And I'm like, oh, what are we having for breakfast? Is there some, you know, ackee and saltfish or some fried dumpling? And they're like, cereal. And you're like, whoa.
Conflicts.
Right? Right?
Conflicts.
You know, and it's just that difference. But then when you go to Jamaica, it's like, everything is there. Like it just feels right. So it's like you just love where you come from. And then you kind of want to bridge the gap of the disconnect from not mm-hmm. growing up there.
So when you go like school mm-hmm. and like you would have like your girl school, was there anything where like you would do different from your house where you see your friends them are doing? You'd be like, my mother wouldn't allow me to do that.
Well, I grew up in Jamaica, Queens, New York. So it was like a lot of Jamaicans.
They grew up in Jamaica then?
Yeah, like everybody was like Jamaican, like, you know. But I would say the major difference was like the things that I would call certain things, mm-hmm. right? So my parents, especially my dad, like being so Jamaican, right? There's certain things I didn't know the name for. Mm-hmm. So, like, I was still being school, like, yo, you got mata. Like, there's mata in your eye.
What's it called?
I don't know what it's still called.
No, mata. A mata. Wait, is there... I feel like you're just...
People say eye booger and stuff. Like, boogie. Like, I don't know. But to me, it's just mata. I don't know. I still don't have the answers.
What is mata? I feel like you just blew my mind a while ago. Come know me, I think about it. A mata alone in an eye, no. What is mata, though?
I think mata comes from the word matter. Mm-hmm. So like anything that's a substance or a thing is matter. So they're saying you have something in your eye. Literally, that's the translation, in my opinion. That's
no, me feel dunce. So I show you, I show me up. Show you, I show me up.
I'm really not. I just was answering the question.
Well, them could have said atom then. Me just feel you have atom in your eye. Because matter, atom, I kind of see something.
Okay.
But if I said that to someone who has sound dunce, me have to feel like me. Me have to include myself.
Yeah.
Like, all right, mm-hmm. May I catch you now? Mm-hmm. Cause now me I got test it now. What is a whatnot?
A whatnot?
Mm-hmm.
Anything.
No.
What is it? It's anything.
A whatnot.
Like you have this and whatnot and no. It's anything. No, like that, anything extra, an add-on.
No. What is a whatnot, Virgin? You don't know what a whatnot is?
No, you stumped us.
What is a buffet?
A buffet?
No, a buffet. You don't know what a buffet is.
Stop playing with me. A buffet?
A whatnot. You know what that
is? No.
Jaja.
You win.
A dresser.
Oh, a dresser. Like a dresser you put your clothes in.
All right.
Yeah.
And you say you don't know what a whatnot is.
A whatnot? I'm looking at you. Help me. I'm making eye contact. Like, so
it's
help
a,
me.
It's a type of furniture.
Oh, a whatnot.
Yeah.
Explain.
A whatnot is a kind of furniture.
What kind?
What did I say a whatnot is? A whatnot is a, say for instance, whatnot is find them in a kitchen. You know, like I have cupboard. Mm-hmm. I have kitchen cupboard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whatnot. We never have whatnot in our house.
No, maybe I never had that.
You have buffet?
I've only been to the buffet.
Hey, see? But that is a Jamaican thing. Your father would have been like, yo, what you mean? What whatnot?
I'm going to ask him too.
Trust me, your father know what whatnot is.
Mm. Yeah, I didn't know about that. You know what else I didn't realize? Like, it's just so funny, like, with certain words. Like, speaking of furniture, when they say, like, chest of drawer.
Chest of drawer?
Chest of drawers.
That a wet name?
Yeah. So, but those are the things you learn. Like, well, I don't even know if I'm right, but those are the things I think you learn when you talk to other people. Like, oh, like, a chest of drawers. It's a chest and it has drawers.
You know, right now, yeah, like, a beer, look, epiphany may be not have right, you're saying. Want me to tell you the most embarrassing thing what happened to me, when me learned recently, and this is 100% true, this happened to me in November.
Mm-hmm.
So, I was at a comedy show,
mm-hmm.
and every comedy show, there's like a rider where mm-hmm. you get for order the food where you eat.
Okay.
So, during this time, whenever did I eat meat, so I asked for straight fruits.
Mm-hmm.
So, he was like, okay, give me your 5 best fruits.
Mm-hmm.
So, I say, I need pineapples.
Mm-hmm.
Watermelon,
mm-hmm.
grapes. So when I say grapes, me say pineapple, watermelon, grapes, and mango.
Mm-hmm.
And me say, yo, you know, me don't really want, him say, what kind of mango? So me say, you know, kind of turn, you know, me don't. So mm-hmm. when I look at him, I say, yo, what do you mean by turn? Mm-hmm. And I say, no, me don't want the mango ripe. Me want the mango like turn. And then when I look at him, I say, what do you mean by the, excuse me, sir, should I turn it? Man, I said, no, man, me just want it halfway.
Uh-huh.
So when me start look stupid now is him asks what kind of grip,
mm-hmm.
and him asks green grip,
mm-hmm.
or purple grip.
Yeah.
And all of my life, swear to God, when him say green grip or purple grip, me turn to him and me say, why you that want give me green grape for eat?
I feel like I know where you're going.
No, so bear in mind, you know, all of my life,
mm-hmm.
I used to feel like
mm-hmm.
green grape,
mm-hmm.
green.
Yeah.
And you put it down,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and then when it get purple, it ripe.
Wow.
Yeah, mm. And I realized this in November last year, as a big man turning 29 this month, I never know, say, green grape could I eat. I've been going to the supermarket all my life. I'm always see the grape them. I'm used to be like, oh, that's why they put them right there, so them not ripe yet. Let me just take up the purple one then.
You know what? Valid mistake.
No, you know, valid.
I'm not... You know, I'm trying to help.
When we realized, me turned to my tour manager and she said, Deal, what is it? And I said, Fern, come here. Because I never want to say it loud, make everybody realize. I said, Fern, how long could I eat? Because the reason why Fern realized, I always, anytime I get grape, no matter where she buy, once the grape them green, I just not eat them. Because I said, oh, shit. I said, why should I buy it? Green grape.
Mm.
The shame would have killed me. Yeah, man.
You know, I still think it's honest. You know, sometimes it happens. As you're probably thinking about bananas and, you know.
Grape too expensive at Jamaica, that's why.
Mm. So it wasn't something you had on the regular?
What, grape?
Like, yeah, it's like a delicacy.
All right, we're not going to come. Go on, you're not going to come. It's, but basically, grape expensive at Jamaica, I know.
Yeah.
Don't feel like you can't just grip is not like the average middle class Jamaican don't have grip in them fridge. Yeah. Expect, and this is not like disrespect to, we'd even eat grip like that.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, more while grip just look feminine for eat as man. You just, oh, you look as big man at just a eat grip.
It's okay.
Especially strawberry. Strawberry to me There's not a manly way for you to eat.
You can
strawberry.
Eat it with a fork, and if you like stab it like you upset, and then you eat the strawberry.
No, that's manly. You see, when I do this, that not manly at all.
Well, you're missing out. Strawberries is good. Grapes is good.
No,
but I feel like
nice.
In Jamaica, the kind of grapes that I always saw anyway was like the one with the seed in it, like the big grapes, like growing up.
Those are like the real grape.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you know all that go over. You believe that it's organic. Because seeing your woman, every woman, so you probably go to Whole Foods or Trader Joe's.
You go to the farmer's market on Saturdays.
Mm-hmm. You know, you get your food and you make sure it's organic.
Mm-hmm.
And you prep your lunch for the rest of the week.
Mm-hmm.
Woman can plan 7 billion things and can be on time.
Wow, we circle back to this.
No, I know. No, that's overall. So my time, we really try understand woman, and me just tell her, as one man, me can't understand woman at all.
Yeah, and you know what? I've come to terms that we can't understand each other.
Is there anything with man woman can't understand?
There is. And the main thing I don't understand with men is how they can care so much and show so little. So, like, for example, if I care about something or someone, they have to know. Like, I will express myself. Like, I have no shame when it comes to expressing how I feel because I don't believe in regret. Mm-hmm. So, like, if I love someone, I care about them, I want them to know, right? A man, from my experience, will love someone deep and don't really like get too soft with them or really show it, or they won't express it. Like they could even be losing that love and will let it go just because I don't know why. I can't tell you why, but that's something I don't understand. It's like why you can't express it.
Because we show it. I feel like, just like what you say, when man care about somebody, I feel like you look, you know, the actions where the man take. Him actions and him sacrifices. Men don't. You see, like, oh, I feel like a lot of women, woman, you know, oh, you want me tell you, say me, like, you know, me love you and me. I want you to see that with the actions and the sacrifices them when me I make. So the time when me take, I try and make you feel good, we can homeless.
Yeah.
So it's just that way we're wired logically.
So, I can see that.
So we can sacrifice, shago feel bad now, but maybe a year or two from now, shago better because me I got do what me supposed to do. I feel like you must value a man. If a man respect you and him love you, you watch how much him work upon himself. And if him have you in his mind.
See, that's the thing. And you really just said it. If he has you in his mind. So I can respect the things that he's doing. But sometimes with the man, it's like women, we aren't mind readers. So if you're moving in a certain way because you're trying to make if it's a relationship and you're trying to make a better future for us, how do I know that I'm even a part of that plan? Like, if you're not telling me or expressing to me, like, what you're even doing, like, you're just moving, you're doing stuff, and you might have all these things on the inside, right? And I don't know what's going on.
Because, you know, listen, I feel like every man that genuinely have a woman, explain to them woman. If you realize, every girl can tell about a time when a man did probably lay down in our bed with you, maybe by your belly, and he might tell you everything. He might tell you all I'm dreams, all the way I'm going to do. Babes, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, we're going to do that. You see, when he might tell you that, that mean that a him might show you how much he care about you. You see, if him broke and him got him yard, God go with you. New man you want. But you have to understand how man brain work and how we go in a planning. The thing is, women show how them feel through vulnerability.
Mm-hmm.
I realize say, a lot of girls, we meet each other and when we meet up, so for instance, me have a friend where I go through something, If five man meet up and we are speak about a man where I go through something,
mm-hmm.
one, we are going to come up with a solution.
Yeah.
Some women, say five women meet up together, you guys want to hug and cry. You know, like, you know, oh, I'm sorry he made you feel like that. And then when you think, that's why man can manipulate woman so much, you know. Just think, oh, she vex, all right, just makes you feel better.
Man, I agree.
We don't want to feel better. We want to solve problem.
Okay, I can agree to an extent, but then this is my question to that. Then if a man knows what a woman needs, right?
Why? We don't.
But you just said she wants words and to feel better, right? Like when she's out
them
with
look
her.
At, them look yeah, at
yeah,
that, yeah,
right? Why can't you just give her the words? Like, if you already are really loving her and you really care about her and you're genuine for her, right? Why you just can't, you know what, I love you every so often. It don't got to be every single day that you sit there and have to express yourself. But every so often, like, give them what you know they need or it will make them feel nice.
Yes. And it is fine to do that. And man, do that. Which is why there is 7 million days dedicated to women. There is International Women's Day. There is Breast Day. There is Mother's Day.
Oh, my gosh.
No, men really go above and beyond for women. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And we are going to always do it.
Yeah.
So, we no man not have a problem with it. You also must remember, though, when a man, there are characteristics within a man
mm-hmm.
that I feel like women look for.
Mm-hmm.
And then when them find a man with that characteristics, they expect the man to be something else. And if the man actually gives in
mm-hmm.
to that something that the woman want,
mm-hmm.
the woman inevitably start finding the man unattractive after. Like, a man can be vulnerable to a woman
mm-hmm.
and tell her all I'm secrets, all that, and then them in an argument, and she just remind you, yo, I don't think a man
mm-hmm.
me fight whole heap.
Mm-hmm.
Me get thumping on my face, me mm-hmm. get boxed, me get stabbed, me fight whole heap.
Mm-hmm.
The words of a woman more painful than any physical thing me ever go through. So
mm-hmm.
when you look upon things like that as a man, because unlike Unu, you know, we not really forgive like that, you know. We know you're stronger than a woman, stronger than a man, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like if a woman, when a woman hurt a man,
mm-hmm.
we not get better, you know. We just push that one side and call it a day.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still down there.
Yeah.
Me remember the girl that gave me born with the taxi man when me a little picnic. Same way. I don't mean I want her. I wish her all the worst. I wish you the worst in your life. You know, I don't hate you, but hey. But me not forget.
Mm-hmm.
So, you have and a woman, she can probably have a better look at life, you know?
Yeah.
You see, there's things that you can afford to, like, do
mm-hmm.
what we can't afford to do. So, it's like, we have to be more focused on the future than the present. And some of the time, that is where we fall short.
Yeah, and I just think everything's a give and take, right? Like, everything doesn't have to be just one way. Because if you're with somebody and you see something is hurting them or they really need something, I just feel like, what does it hurt to give it to them? You know? And both ways, for a man too. If a man is saying he needs a certain kind of support, or let's say he's working hard and he says, hey, can you cook this or can you do this? And the girl's like, no, I don't want to. Like, no, just give him what he asks for, and vice versa. She says, hey, I would like some flowers or something like that. That doesn't take more than a couple seconds. Or nowadays we have ordering services.
So you can order me.
Yeah.
Order my woman some flowers.
Yeah. And if you don't have a lot of money, you could do it on like DoorDash and get it from the grocery store versus like a flower, you know, arrangement. And now if somebody's not grateful to the things that you're doing, it's too small of a level, then okay, you mm-hmm. might need a different person. But I don't know. I just feel like everybody, when you're with somebody and you genuinely love them, you want them to be happy. And why not, like, do things that, even if you don't want to do it, like, literally do it just to make the person happy.
That is what we do. I feel like, remember, I know, a lot of men don't know how to show.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know for sure. You know me show love me with boy, me don't know. Me try do something special, but yeah. Me can't. Man wouldn't like soft and because yeah. of how we grew up, you know.
Yeah.
You have it when me show your brother different from you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your brother more rough, your family grow your brother. I could have go outside, go cut up myself and mm-hmm. chop up and my cousin them couldn't come outside.
Mm-hmm.
So is how we grew up. And majority of the time we are grew up without a father seeing how we father supposed to treat our mother. We grew up with our mother.
Mm-hmm.
And is either we want to be the opposite of our mother because mm-hmm. when my grandmother used to ball.
Mm-hmm.
When we get trouble and them thing there.
Mm-hmm.
So me used to just hate it. Me used to be like, that woman ain't bad.
Mm-hmm.
So, but we never, you think the boy picking a grow up and the body kiss them when them drop and cut up themselves.
Sometimes.
Or like that.
But you know what it is though? Because I feel like there's balance. Because I can see, like, for example, with my dad, growing up, the way I feel like he used to show that he loved me, because he never said he loved me and stuff like that, but he know I don't like brown stew fish. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So if he's going to make himself some brown stew fish, he'll fry mine and like put it to the side. And to me, even if I'm not home and then by the time I get home, it's there. I wouldn't have known he made, you know, something to eat 3 hours ago. Right. Mm-hmm. But to me, I'm like, that's his way of showing that he loves me because one, he remembers mm-hmm. how I like to eat my food. And two, you're cooking. I'm not here. I wouldn't have known you ate, but you still like put it to the side for me. And this is like me, even as an adult, mm-hmm. like if I go see my dad at this age, he'll still make sure. So to me, I'm like, okay, I know that's his way of showing. But then also too, it's like, I just believe in balance. And it's like, that just can't be it because there's a certain way that I want to be loved. And it's like, if you love somebody, it's like, why not give them their way too? Like if I just like, for example, I'll give you an example because my dad did try to do that balance. Not mm-hmm. try, he did, right? He never like told me happy birthday. And growing up, he wasn't like big on birthdays, right? Mm-hmm. But like 1 year, right, he called and he left me a voice note and he sang happy birthday on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you, I like boohoo cried. I was so happy because not only did he do that, I know he did it because that's something I wanted. And that's not something he would naturally do.
How old is your father?
How old is my dad now?
Big man though.
Yeah.
When him sing happy birthday, when him a big man though.
Yeah.
See, that's the beauty about children. Him a big man now. Him seeing picking them. Get big, you know, him have, you know, joy, something mm-hmm. maybe. When him younger, when he always want when he younger, you never did get that.
Mm-hmm.
But when him older now, him see him children, them grow up and, you know, so yeah. There is another, I think it's stages.
I mean, that could be possible, but then also too, there's a certain level of growth that every individual should try to attain. And you shouldn't just stick to what you know or how you were grown, like mm-hmm. how you were raised. Like at some point, like for example, like me, I was raised in a household where, you know, people argue and yell and then you just go back to normal 2 seconds later. I'm talking about you can say some hateful stuff, right?
TM Summer Group.
Right. And then it's like just back to normal. Like we all eating dinner. Like this is not normal, right? And then I became an adult and I start having relationships and stuff. And I think that's normal. So I think that I can like cuss a man out and then be like, hey, what do you want for dinner? Like... I had to realize, no, this not okay. And I had to work on myself to be like, yo, you can't just yell when you're upset, call somebody out their name and expect them to just instantly forgive you that night or not have an issue long term. So I can't always stick to how people are raised as a good enough excuse. It's like after a certain point, you got to say, okay, I have to learn to open up emotionally or be more vulnerable. And I'm not saying with every single person,
mm-hmm.
but even just within your household with your person, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And just do that work to see your partner happy and vice versa. You both do that. You both can't be stuck in who you are and say, yo, this is who I am. Like take it or leave it. No, do work.
I feel like everybody do that though.
Do work on themselves?
Yeah.
I disagree. I feel like the average person does not work on themselves.
Depends on in what area of themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, you can tell if, like, when somebody, like, I make a genuine effort.
Yeah.
So, like, for me definitely work by myself. Mm-hmm. Whole heap.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm actually, you know, made the effort. But I've been around people and one of the biggest things that when me say for man and woman, like we as man, we can we see exactly where we're wrong, what we are doing. We accept it. We move on. We try to fix it. I feel like a lot of the time a woman don't even want to know where them do wrong. Like a woman don't even want you to tell her, say, yo, this is actually like your fault.
Yeah.
A woman don't want to hear that.
Yeah.
Like them, a woman will like, you know, dismissive about it or just kind of brush it aside. And then the beauty with that is as a man, we want to avoid argument as much as possible. So we, I say for instance, me and my woman, say me have a woman and we have an argument or I see something women are like, I prefer just kick the can down the road. Cause me can't bother. If it not urgent,
yeah.
Me I kick the can down the road. I'm not gonna know when for bring up back the can. A woman will bring up back the can upon like the biggest day of your life.
That's crazy. That is insane if somebody does that.
Yeah, a woman not gonna bring up the can like. I don't know, you have something big where you need to do one. The can I go, oh, so Dale, remember the time when I asked her, like, yo, no?
I can agree with that because I've done that myself before where it's like the man will be completely at work in the middle of a meeting and I'm like, no, but we need to talk about this now. I get that. I feel like that's more of just of an emotional response. But I don't know because I feel like it can go both ways, you know, because I can feel like a woman will feel like some man don't take accountability for their actions, right? Like it can just go both ways and it's situational because I'm guilty on both sides. There's times where I want to listen and then there's times where I don't. Like, for example, if I really feel hurt by something and you're trying to tell me, well, this is your fault that it started, it's like I want you to validate my hurt first. Like, I'm hurt. Like, can we talk about that or can you apologize or... Like, can we get to a point where we can talk about the situation?
So it still go back to you then?
I said times, not all the time. Like, if that moment where if I'm really, really hurt and it's like I can't fathom the conversation because I'm, like, in my place of just being so distraught.
Are you understanding what you're saying? You're saying
I'm
that.
I'm saying situational.
You are saying that if you do something that... piss off your partner and your partner now go say, yo, Bridgina, that's why me can't bother with it. And then you say, why you shout at me like that? And then now, the way you just say it to your mouth, you know, now it move from the problem that I have, why I react like that, to now, you said something that made me feel a certain way.
But that,
no, you
that's
need
not
to now come focus
on,
no, you need to come focus on me. Because you make me feel bad. That is exactly what you're saying.
No, I'm not. I said it depends on the situation. In a situation where I piss the person off, that's different. I'm talking about like if we have like an issue. Like it's,
All right,
we're trying to figure out who fault it is. It's like I didn't blatantly do something to you. You didn't blatantly do something to me. But we're trying to like figure out, sort out the issue.
Yeah.
I want to like get over my emotion, especially like if the man is like just chilling, like it's not a big deal. And I'm like boohoo crying like, oh, this was the worst thing ever. And you're just like, it's not a big deal. I'll give you an example. And it's like, I'm not even gonna give that example, but let's do a hypothetical because I don't want to talk about myself. But let's say hypothetically, right? You're in a relationship and the guy goes out and he bumps into like an ex out. This ex you got in a fight with or something, right? You and her, you know, whatever. You see a picture online. They're not close to each other or nothing, but that picture lets you realize they were at the same place, right? And for some reason, you're really emotional and upset about it, where in reality, let's say the guy didn't even talk to the girl at the party, like, he didn't go there with her. He didn't know she was there. Like she was nothing, but you're just so upset at the thought or the idea that they were in the same place. And and whatever, whatever. It's like you kind of want to get out of that emotional state first before you can even talk about what's happening.
Yeah, but let me understand. Let me explain how a man would mm-hmm. take that on. If a situation like that happened, mm-hmm. in that moment when she's emotional about the situation, mm-hmm. I would just wait to talk about it. So you see, if me set the argument ready for happen, can't do that now. When you come back down to earth, better me go on, me no, me go up on the road or something.
But to come back down to earth, we just want you to be like, I didn't talk to her there, or I didn't even know she, like, just tell me something.
Yeah.
Because now I'm over here just like assuming I saw the picture. Oh, she was there. Y'all must have been talking. You probably danced with her.
Yeah, I gotta tell you, I gotta be like, yo, you know, that never happened, you know? And then we move on. But there's a difference. Mm-hmm. As me say, when a man trying to justify himself to a mm-hmm. woman, mm-hmm. we have to go above and beyond. Mm-hmm. You see, tell me sorry. Look there. All right. See there. Sorry. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can agree and with that.
That is what woman want. Like the woman, a woman want you like go our house with a beatbox and say, "Yo, me never do it. I lie." You know.
Just a little. Just a little proof. We don't gotta bring a boombox. Just like, a little,
but you know,
proof.
Wall heap. No, on the other hand, a woman can do something as simple as late, and we vex with me, we vex with she, we late.
All this finger pointing is crazy.
You know what I mean? No, no, man. We just use hypotheticals. Yeah, yeah. You know, where is not the root cause. Mm-hmm. It's just the person.
Yeah,
I'ma feel like. Kind of unfair, but the thing is, we have to just learn to just accept it. You know what I mean?
I can agree to accepting, and then I can also go even further and say, I'm only talking for myself once again, mm-hmm. but to really look at what's happening versus assumptions. Because I know for me, especially in the past, I have lived more in my assumption than the reality. So, like, to me, what I assumed happened or what I assume is happening or how I assume you feel is what I'm reacting to and responding to. So, for example, if I think, okay, my birthday came and you didn't do something for me, like, big or, you know, that's not really the best example, but just something where it's like I feel like you don't care about me like that because you haven't shown, right?
In the way I want it, right? Yeah.
So I'll just go with the assumption of, oh my God, he doesn't love me like that. He doesn't really care about me. Even though in reality, you might be living together. You might be going out every weekend. You might be.
And probably pay every bill.
Right. He's paying a bill. He's doing this. He's doing that. Like, I can admit to not living in the reality of that before and just going off of the assumption of what I think you feel because of me not getting that love or attention in the way that I wanted it in that moment.
Yeah, but the problem is, you know, it's funny because if a woman want something, mm-hmm. just say it.
No, sometimes no. Because sometimes we say it, right? And it doesn't happen. Like, you can tell a guy you want flowers and those flowers will take a month or two. You know, like, or it doesn't come. So sometimes I do think, and I can only speak for myself, but I'm very vocal. Like, I'll tell people what I want or whatever. And if it doesn't happen, then it's like, yeah, you start to feel a way. And you're like, yo, you must not care because this is something so simple or you can do it. Not taking into account some, and it all depends on the men because, like, mm-hmm. let's be real. Like, some guys really are terrible and don't really want you. Like, some guys are with a woman, right? No, for real. Some guys are with women that they don't want, and they're just like a placeholder.
With woman with them don't want?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, I'm not of that.
Yeah, but some guys do, just depending on, like, their life, what's going on, you know, consistent, you know, sexual activity, like, you know, whatever. It's like a benefit to have that person. So they might not go out their way for you, but then that comes to your discernment as a woman to where it's like, okay, you got to know when somebody don't want you. Because it's like, as much as you beg that guy for something that don't want you, he not going to give it to you. Because he don't care if you leave, you know? Because then he can just replace you with somebody else he really don't want, but will do the same things.
What I have to say about that is, say, you have other man. So, for instance, a man, whatever age him is, he might work, he might push hard, he might stress, he might all things I deal with. A man in another world and a woman in another world are two different road on have to go down. Both financially, physically, everything. There are more pressures on that man. For instance, say you have a boyfriend. That boyfriend is probably seen as a man to him family. Him also probably have to take care of his mother, his father, him have young family, him have responsibility, him have bills, he might probably, you know. And you are there as well. Now, naturally, you are now going to become one of him responsibilities. And one, you might not voice your concerns all the time, but in his mind, him, I think about 7 billion things, and him view you as the person when him go with, we're not supposed to want nothing from him like that, and supposed to just be like him, that are like in peace. Him look, so you go work, and you go up on the road, and you kill off yourself, and you do all the way you need to do, and you come back, and you go to your partner. Now, if you try to do everything, me mind up. We now do them, man, not just do them thing there for ourselves, you know. We do them, we do a whole heap of things so we can provide for one whoever our own way and create a family.
Yeah.
So when we do all of that, and then you're there road and you have struggle, you have shit for do, you have people for do, and you come in and just say, oh, but I never got any flowers. You see, as a man, sometime, I buy the flowers, you know. I buy the flowers as a man. To make you feel better. But me, I go walk in our room and me, I say, what a bumble clot, man, virgin. You know, see, me have shit more important than one blood clot piece of flowers when me can go buy a fucking Target.
And that's the thing. That's a very dramatic example.
Which is a real
example, right? But I don't think that that's the daily press, right? I don't think that. Because first off, a woman is not asking you for flowers every single day, right? So it's a give and a take. Because if you come home and...
My mom talk about moments and times.
Yeah.
And when to do what. Now, I know every day when him come home, she ask for flowers. You know? They see day when he stress, lick him. When she see him sit down and him just stay so...
That's not who's asking on that day.
What do you mean, who?
Listen, this is a very dramatic, like you're painting this very serious, dramatic picture, right? But in reality, no, let's really talk about it because in reality.
Who imagine your renter come up and she come. So who name Faye?
But these are all like dramatic moments where it's like the buildup is just so perfect that it's at your stressful, the peak of your stress, right? But in reality, like if you have a woman, right? And let's say you in a traditional household, right? The woman is cooking, taking care of the house. You're going out, taking care of the bills, right? You have your kind of stress. There's still a certain amount of work and things that she's taking care of and handling, right? And you also have your stress. And let's say she has a job too on top of this. Like this is not a household where she can't work.
Exactly.
Right?
Double stress.
So she's working too. She come home too and she's taking care of you, right? All she's asking for is appreciation for that. But vice versa, she should also be showing you some appreciation for the work that you do. So on the day where you're super stressed, that might be the day where she would give you a massage or cook for you or do something to help relieve your stress. I don't think, or just for me, I wouldn't ask on the day where I see you sitting on the couch and your head is hot. And no, that's not going to be the day that you ask. It can just be on a day like on a weekend or something like that. Hey, can you get me some flowers? Or it's more so a mention. It's not a demanding thing. It's a mention. Oh, I haven't had some flowers in this vase in a while. I would love some.
It's a mention.
Yeah.
Moi, how about... More some flowers in the vase. Not oh, I haven't had some flowers in a while. No,
I'm giving different examples. I just gave him an example of me asking and now an example of a mention. I'm giving options.
What me I said to you is we can't read mine. We cannot read mine. And a lot of the time, women will interpret a man not being able to read their mind as the man not caring.
Yeah, and it'll be both, because there'll be times where it'll be a mention and you'll assume he doesn't care because you mentioned it. And then there will be times that you blatantly ask and the guy genuinely does forget, right? Mm-hmm. But the way I look at life is people do what they care about. You don't forget what you care about. So if you do care to make your partner happy and vice versa, if the man is asking the woman for something, I'm not going to forget that you asked me to press your clothes. Like, I'm not going to forget that you asked me to wash your uniform before you go back to work. I'm not mm-hmm. going to forget that because I care, mm-hmm. right? I can't say, well, I had to cook dinner and then I had my stuff for work and I was so stressed out. My mom called me that day and this, so I didn't wash your uniform.
So you're the data man that don't work?
What do you mean don't work?
Like, just...
Oh, you know. Oh, this is just a completely separate question. Yeah, like, you're asking me, would I date a man
unemployed.
That...
Can you say you have 9 jobs, you know? You would date a man who's unemployed?
It all depends.
What if him a chase him dream?
Okay, and see, unemployed? That's different. And I feel like that's something I understand just because of mm-hmm.
yeah.
me, yeah? But I always look for ambition.
Oh, seem to want to work.
See, that's...
You just want to focus on him dream. You work.
It's going to depend.
And you take care of him.
Yeah.
And then him just focus on him dream fully.
See, for me, I feel like that's a tough question and I'm not going to have the average answer just mm-hmm. because one, I am a artist. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I understand chasing a dream. And then also two, like when my dad's coming to America story mm-hmm. was, you know, on farm work. So I grew up watching a man who went
work
from farm
day.
Work. Yeah. And then became a dollar van driver, taxi driver. Like that's who raised me. So to me, I don't look at a guy for what he has. I genuinely look at ambition because I watched firsthand a man do that.
I feel like a woman can see ambition.
Yeah.
I feel like when my woman did see me, she say, you know, say ambition, that one you have, God, that one you have another money, you know.
Yeah. Because yeah. ambition is always going to be way more important than a job.
Yeah, man, that my woman look at me and say, my woman see me at Jamaica one night and say, that one you have ambition, you know. That one you have broke like Buckley, you know. But that one you have little ambition with him.
That's and ambition. Ambition is what's important because ambition, you can meet somebody that has a great job, you know, making 150K a year at his nice office job, right? But he got that through his homeboy. Somebody gave him the hookup with this, right? And then he loses that job. He don't know how to do nothing else. He won't go to McDonald's. He won't sweep a floor. He won't drive Uber. He won't do any of those things because he's too high and mighty. So he will let his life go completely down with loans and this and that just because he has an image.
Sit down and just make everything cause him. What's about image?
He has an image to protect. He just trying to wait for the next big time job because he's just a big time person. Mm-hmm. And some people like that, like who care more about their image, when you peel everything back, you'll realize they're in the most debt. They have the most problems. They have the most issues going on because they won't go and do something that takes hard work. So for me, would I take a man that doesn't have a job? Like, not having a job completely is hard just because it's like, well, how are you sustaining, right? You want to live with me the first week we met? That's intense, right? But but if you sustaining yourself, you're like, look, I drive Uber and this is what I do, you know, towards my business on the weekend. And like, I can see your vision because anybody with a vision, it has to be clear and plain to the people that are going to attach themselves to mm-hmm. your vision so that I can help you. Mm-hmm. If I can't understand your vision, I can't help you. Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to attach myself to a man whose vision I don't understand because I'll pull him down because I'm going to try to switch and rewrite his vision because I didn't understand the first part.
Because he's a vision writer. You switch up with people and vision.
Yeah, if I don't understand, right? So it's like, oh, I don't know what he's trying, but why don't you try this? Why don't you do that? And I'm going to be fighting you the whole time because I never understood you. So I shouldn't even attach myself to that man. If you meet a man and you don't understand where he's going and his path already, how it is, leave that man alone. But if you can see his ambition, his vision, and you can add to it, and vice versa, a man to a woman, and you can add to it, then you link up and you move forward. But I'm not going to get with somebody where I'm like, nah, I don't see his ambition and he don't have a job. And, you know, even if he's saying he want to be a rapper and he's 50 years old and I don't believe in him, I'm not going to get with somebody I don't believe in because I don't want to tear you down.
Me no want no woman when I work. If I meet her though, if me, let's if me meet, if we are, if me meet her working, mm-hmm. and then, you know,
she
life
happen, her job, yeah.
there's a difference. Mm-hmm. And first of all, if me have enough money, she have to stop. Mm-hmm. Well, if I would want her to, she probably yeah. not, she probably not going to stop. But me wouldn't want a woman where just not work. You know them where they, me not care how much she a chase her dream.
Yeah.
Do something. You know what I
mean? Yeah, sustain yourself. Yeah, you have to sustain yourself. But yeah, if I'm with a man too and he lost his job, like I can stick it out with him, but I know I would have picked an ambitious partner that it wouldn't mm-hmm. take him long. You know what I'm saying? Mm. I always look for the ambition because like mm. I said, like my dad now, he's always my biggest example when it comes to ambition.
What
you
is,
know?
What is your thoughts on like mental health?
I think it's important. Like I was saying before, everybody should, there gets to a point where you have to take responsibility mm-hmm. for who you are as a person. If you're a good person or a bad person, there has to come to a point in time where you draw the line on blaming your path, your mm-hmm. past, you know? And you go and seek help for yourself. And it shouldn't be something that you're embarrassed about.
You believe in a therapist?
I go to my therapist every Wednesday at 3:00.
Me no. Hey, we are gonna disagree from now till I'm. Mm-hmm. but definitely, you know, believe in a mental health. I grew up in a household with actually 3 mentally ill persons, mm-hmm. and you know, me understand when we consider mental health, me look like mad people. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you know, there is levels to it. You know,
there's
the older me get, the more me I realize, and it's like you know, and some people look upon it, and it's kind of soft, and you know. Me nah go to no therapist for talk about nothing.
Yeah.
Sorry. Me just can't. No, me will work.
Yeah.
Me will sit down with me woman mm-hmm. and we will go through it. And me will go work by myself. Me will go read a book. Me will watch something. Mm-hmm. Me will work by myself. Mm-hmm. But for me go sit down in front of one therapist, me can't. Me nah have time for that.
Yeah.
Me have time for that.
Yeah.
But me nah do that.
And I understand that because I think therapy, especially in our community, has a stigma to it, right? Mm-hmm. And you kind of grow up thinking like, what's the point? But until you actually go and you see the changes.
Oh, I've done it before.
And you didn't like it?
Yeah, I'm a therapist already. So when I was younger, I was in a motorcycle accident mm-hmm. with my uncle mm-hmm. and him the dead. Mm. So when I was like 16, mm-hmm. so throughout that time, me kind of like I go through like a personal change where yeah. me never did a mourn. Me just develop a laser focus for anything what me I do.
Yeah.
So it's like me kind of like nothing else not really matter to me yeah. except for like what me want to do, which is like school, sports, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And everybody kind of like concerning because I must say like, yo, me nah mourn. I'm a go at the therapist. I'm sit down, I'm hear this brother talk to me and him tell me how it make me feel. And me, I said, that brother, yeah, so you take people money, you know. Got nothing this night, I mean, none at all, you know.
Yeah.
And then I go to another therapist one time, a foreign, mm-hmm. and get up and walk out. Because I don't have time for no foolishness. Me go drink some coconut water and go dip my head now and see. Mm-hmm. And go walk.
And that's therapy too.
Yeah,
that's therapy what I'm too.
Because I have different ways.
Yeah, and there's different forms of it because every single person is different, and one shoe is never going to fit everybody.
Yeah.
So some people talk therapy might help them. That's when you just go and talk through, right?
Women, it helps all the power women.
Yeah, and I actually like with my therapist now. We're not doing talk therapy. We're doing this thing called EMDR.
What's that?
That kind of like helps you to, like, if you had a lot of traumatic things happen to you, it kind of helps you rewire. The effect it has on your life now, mm-hmm. right? And that helps me a lot because I had a lot of, I would call them scripts that replayed in my head of things that I heard and mm-hmm. I was like identifying myself that way. So like if you grow up and you hear like, oh, you ain't nothing or you a piece of S, everybody's different. Some people could take that and it turns into fuel. It's funny. And you have a great life.
That is all me.
Yeah, right? But then other people like me, it's not fuel. I believe them, right? So every single day in my mind, I was like fighting the thoughts of you ain't ish. And, you know, every single time I do something, it's like, oh, I'm going to fail. Like, this is how I'm talking to myself. Mm-hmm. Like, you're a failure. You're this, you're that. And my self-sabotage was out this world. Like, I can self-sabotage myself out of anything. I can make sure I don't get nothing.
So you lose a room before you even audition.
Like, yeah, for real. I remember I went to an audition one time. And I'm walking past the girl, like I'm leaving. I'm like, good luck. You're going to get this. This is for you. I'm auditioning for the same role, right? But that was my mindset. I didn't deserve nothing. So for someone like me, therapy helps a lot because I don't have that mindset that you have. And mm-hmm. sometimes you just have to realize, like, we're all not the same. And a lot of us are blessed with different things. So that might be your strength. Your strength might be my weakness. And then my strength might be yours.
That is where me, when me I work on now. Mm-hmm. So it's like the more me I try expand and do what me I do, the more me I have to work with other people.
Yeah.
And go other places. Mm-hmm. And then being older me get, the more me realize like everybody don't think like me.
Right.
And me can't expect everybody to be fueled the same. Because like me grew up, where like my grandmother would have been like, hey, idiot boy, come here, boom, 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 you know, take something from me, you're ugly, you're done. That is how me grew up. And it always kind of like fueled me.
Yeah.
But the thing is, I used to just have a delusional mindset where I would have like walk in a room with 7 million people and be like, all on the beneath me. All on the, no better than me. And at times, a lot of times, that's false, but I just carry myself like that. But I feel like I do that, and me never need a therapist to tell me that. I do that because of how me grew up. Because, you know, me never grew up with no mother and father.
Yeah.
I grew up with my grandparents. Me never grew up with no grandparents where I get time for like love me individually.
Yeah.
I grew up in a house with like 6 cousins. No, me never yet have that like individual.
Like one-on-one time.
So me always want, I would say, like, attention or acceptance.
Oh, okay.
So how me rationalize myself is like, yo, me have to do this.
Yeah.
So somebody can notice me or me have to. So it's always something. Me always try to be good in a something. Because nobody never I tell me say me good in anything.
Yeah. And even the way that you so can me even do break that mask down. It. Even the way you can just break that down about yourself and you know those things about yourself, that's great. And some people go to therapy because they can't even break it down how you just broke it down. They just do. You know, they're just in this world moving and just going about life and nothing's not working out. And because they don't know what's fueling their actions or why they act how they act. Like the fact that you even can piece that together, some people go to therapy to piece that together because they don't. So. It's a blessing, and that's good for you.
Can be a curse too, trust me.
Yeah, but...
I don't know if I deal with, I don't know if emotionally, me can see, me have good emotional intelligence.
Yeah.
Me can, like, understand a situation. Me always try focus, like, oh, what is affecting them? Like, for instance, I can literally not care.
Okay.
Like, when we say not care, like, say you come to me right now and you tell me, say, you know, God forbid, say, all right, not even you, because we're not call that down. Say, my brethren walk in right now and him say, yo, my mother dead. Me don't even know how to, like,
respond.
Yeah, John O'Dog. Me can't even, me even know if I say sorry. Like, nah, what you want me to say? Like, it's so hard for me show certain, like, remorse, even if it happened to myself. When things happen to me, it's like, I say, ah, John O, mad. But me can't, like, fake. If somebody I go through something, say a man right now, you lose everything in your life. Don't come to me, I expect nothing. Come here, I say, boy, I'm a G, Jano. I feel like I need to work on that.
Yeah.
Need to figure it out.
Yeah, because empathy is a great thing to have, you know? And it just also just sounds like you're a realist and you take life for what it is. Like, and there's nothing wrong with that, but yeah, everybody could use a little empathy to be there for others because everyone's different, right?
True.
That's like you have some people that go and commit suicide and you might say, I would never, like nothing, you can't even fathom something that could happen to make you even think of
me completely that. Against suicide. Right? Me not, I have no respect for no suicidal person.
Exactly. But you have to understand, like, everybody is not Dale Elliott, true. Right? Everyone exactly. doesn't have your mind. Even though you could both go through tough and rough things, it's a balance. Remember I told you earlier about my sister? Mm-hmm. You and my sister would be best friends because y'all both would just go and just don't care about yeah. nothing and just no, mop through, Makira, right? No,
Makira,
but she cares too, but it's the emotion to show. Because like if I call mm-hmm. her crying or something, it's not that she don't care about me. It'll just be like, all right, well, what are we going to do? Like, what's going to fix it? Like, you know? Mm-hmm. And you have people like me, I'm more on the sensitive, emotional, empathetic side where mm-hmm. if somebody came in right now and even just told me their dog died, I'm crying with them. You feel me? Because anytime somebody feel any kind of pain...
Would I leave?
A dog dying is sad. My dog died. He was 16. That was a very rough time.
Mud. You know, condolences to your dog.
Wow.
You know? It's a serious problem we're having. But some of the time is like for suicide.
Yeah.
Me completely against it.
Yeah.
But it's because of the anger where it get, like, me have a friend who commit suicide.
Mm-hmm.
And me angry with him to this day.
Yeah.
Like, me feel like, yeah, waste man for do that. It mentally still vex say mm-hmm. do that because me feel like you're selfish.
Mm.
Because how me rationalize it, you hurt everybody.
To soothe yourself.
For you feel good, you hurt everybody. I know, you know, you have one and two person that comment and say, yo, Dale, you sound unsympathetic. And but you see whether you there do to him mother
mm.
and him grandmother
mm-hmm.
and him and people around him, like, if do that, me still upset to this day. And it's like every time when the topic of like suicide come up, kind of just leave it because it's like me start get red because yeah. me still like me upset because me know why him kill himself
mm-hmm.
and it never him kill himself can never get a visa.
Mm.
Can't be that try come a foreign and yeah. him apply for the visa and him get denied and it I'll know a waste man. I'm not care nobody say a waste man.
And that's
I'm a waste man from me 15.
And that's a real and genuine and honest response. And you're allowed to have those feelings and you're allowed to have your opinion.
Yeah.
And that's all a valid opinion and feelings, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I think what you, like you said earlier, I think you would benefit from learning more about just other people outside of yourself. I think yeah. that will benefit you and help you to be able to now empathize with others and see like what might not trigger you
mm-hmm.
and like, certain pain that somebody else might be going through, it wouldn't cause the same thing for you.
I think right? that is the I mean other phase of my life that right now where me stop think about how me would I react.
Exactly.
I'm really actively now I try not necessarily put myself in a somebody else's shoe,
mm-hmm.
but me really I'd be like, oh, that's different from me.
Mm-hmm.
You don't understand it. Leave it alone or you try for understand. Like, me to see somebody react a certain way and normally, me would be like, why am I going so?
Yeah.
But no, secretly, or no, me, I sit down and me, I think like, all right, then you know what, Dale? Let's not jump to conclusion.
Mm-hmm.
This is not your area of expertise.
Yeah.
You need to do X, Y, Z. This is out because... Yeah. We call it self-actualization. Me try to do that whole leap where yeah. me we see me wrong, feel like me wrong, and understand people. So yeah. when me do now, me look upon people based off whatever value
mm-hmm.
them bring to my life.
Mm-hmm.
And then me just have to just take every madness we come with the value because yeah. it's a value where me appreciate.
And another thing to keep in mind too is with mental health, not every mental illness is visible, right?
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes people who struggle with mental health issues is just not like a blatant crazy person that's like, right?
Mm.
Sometimes people have different disorders where, like, they might have a social issue, right? They say weird stuff in public. Like, they don't understand social cues, right? Or you might have someone who has, like, extreme anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
And you might think that person is, like, standoffish. But really, they just scared to talk to anybody in the room. So things could be going on with people that they literally have, like, no control of. So having empathy and it's good that you're growing that. Because having empathy for others is a big thing. Because if we all had that in the world, I think a lot of people would be less stressed and, like, more open to just be themselves. Because knowing that we live in a world right now where even online, everybody just feels like they can judge. Everybody just feel like they can just have something to say. Like, that's a lot of pressure on people. You have people scared to just even talk freely. Like you said in the beginning, I'm just apologizing. Because it's like, yeah, I'm scared to talk freely because, like, you don't want to get attacked, right? And everybody's, like, not mentally strong to handle everything. And some people mm-hmm. might say, like, well, if you're not strong enough to handle this, then why you do it? Because I'm a human and I want to experience life. But we all just need to be more gracious towards each other because we're just an accumulation of everything that we've been through to this point.
Exactly.
So every single person is different because we all walked an individually different life. Even if you grew up with somebody, you still don't know that person because they've had a lot of experiences that you weren't even there for in their school, in their classroom, at work. How they're talked to and treated all creates who they are.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like we have to just be kinder. And it doesn't make you soft to be kind or empathetic, but it's just like, yo, everybody's going through something and everybody's threshold for what they go through is different. You might be able to carry 10 pounds. I might only be able to carry 2, but we're both at our breaking point. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Your breaking point is 10 pounds minus 2 pounds, but we're equally both fed up and stressed.
Exactly. I just can't put my, like, what I feel. My grandmother used to always tell me, say, you see, if a man stress,
mm-hmm.
you can't stress of your stress. Swap your stress with somebody else on, and you run, go take back yours. Yeah, mm-hmm. say, yo, hey, that one too much. Take back. Give it back. So just even to be empathetic, I feel like me actually, if me be honest, me actually start be empathetic since me start work with people or start have to have, like, since me realize me really, this is what me want to do, when me want to grow,
mm-hmm.
that is when me really have to be like, John, all right then, Dale, maybe you are the problem.
Mm-hmm. And that's so beautiful. Like,
that's the hard part.
But you're doing such a great job. Some people would never, like, the things you're saying, some people would never say. They will still just sit on their high horse and say, yo, I made it through this. I made it through that. Look at me now. Everybody else sucks in life. But you're not doing that. So that's a beautiful thing that your mind is even allowing you to think, like, yo, maybe I'm the problem. Like, let me give some people grace. Let me try to understand where they're coming from, even though it's so foreign to me. And if more people was doing that, trust me, the world would be better because the way the world is going on right now, we better be nice to each other. Like, you know, too much issues is already happening. Like, being nice is the least that we can do.
So the least
that we can do. Like, even sometimes, like, when I talk to people, like, I'm the kind of person, you'll see me in the grocery store talking to a stranger for like an hour and they, like, tell me all kinds of stuff and I don't know how it happens. It just happens, right? But I have people tell me all the time, like, somebody hasn't asked me how I was doing before and, like, waited for the answer and wanted a real answer and then, like, talked about it. We're so used to, how are you? Good, fine, good, move on. So people don't care about people.
And not a me. Me one of them, man. Me a day. This is me. Gone my ways.
Mm-mm.
Me just get nodded.
And
I'm not me head.
Yeah.
I'm just gone.
I'm the person where it's like, are you okay? Yeah. Are you sure? That's me.
See? Are you sure? We can't talk about it.
Yeah. Because I think I'm just so sensitive. Because I think, like, for me growing up, I think I wanted somebody to ask me if I was okay and then to ask me if I was sure. Like, I wanted somebody to notice I wasn't okay. You see what I'm saying?
Like, no, you're not all right.
Yeah, and, like, just come talk to me or come rescue me or come find out. So it's like, I feel like I grew up to be that person that I always have time. I always have time. My friends could call me for 4 hours the same issue.
Always have time.
Always. Relax. relax for a phone call. I can put my earpiece in. I can still be working, you know.
I said have time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I always have time to like talk to somebody and like hear what they're going through, you know, because I've felt some kind of pain before where if growing up they didn't tell me that if you commit suicide, you're going to hell. I've had certain pain where I was like, I'm going to go ahead and head out.
Really?
I'm not lying. The first time I was in elementary school the first time, and I had already heard it already because I grew up in the church about you'll go to hell. So I remember I wrote a letter like bargaining with God, like, look, I can't kill myself, so I'm going to go to hell. So if you could just take me out by tomorrow.
Oh.
And I'm a kid. And that was like the first time. And the things that were happening in my life were genuine, real things.
But it's funny because I used to do things. I used to have the understanding as a child, the repercussions of certain things, and still do them.
Yeah.
Because I know I was a child.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I'm going to get away with it. Mm. So like, I remember being young and be like, yo, I'm going to kill myself. Knowing something I'll do it, but I'm going to make everybody else feel bad now.
I wrote the letter to God. I didn't tell my family.
Oh no.
Like, this was like...
Me will write. Me will write it.
And leave it somewhere.
And leave it, make them see it. And me know, say, all right, then me I get a little emotion out of them now.
Oh my God. Like,
me know, me never care. Mm-hmm. Like, me remember doing things at school, knowing and be like, oh, yo, it's because my father not there. Not never.
You are wild.
Yeah, me do that on purpose, though. Like, knowing...
You're a wild
knowing
boy.
Knowing that I know that that is the card that will make me get away with everything.
Yeah, no.
So me did like vindictive them way. They like, me know exactly what to do, like what to say when me get in a trouble.
You sound like you're just very bright at a very young age. You're a bright child. You're very smart.
And when people used to tell me, say, me smart, me used to purposefully get dunce.
We're dealing with the genius guys.
You know what I mean? Like, yo, full blown. I remember, like, me going home and, like, looking around and, like, all of my family them and be like, yo, you guys are beneath me.
Wow.
And then be like, yo, all right, let me get. Me now go study. Me I go just, if a dunce don't know, because my friend them outside and everybody I said them dunce. And me kind of need for it. Me would have been like the youth in at the back of the class, but don't really have for the at the back of the class.
Yeah.
And like, so like all of my like high school, so Jamaica, we have GSAT.
Mm-hmm.
I was never doing no work until GSAT.
Mm-hmm.
GSAT, I passed GSAT. And then I just stopped the work again until CXC.
Mm-hmm.
CXC, I passed CXC. College, never doing no work. Till time for graduate. Get so me never really.
I'll say I'm glad you're using your gifts.
Yeah. Education was never like a problem for me. Yeah. Never really.
Yeah, and I think you just have to like, even though you had a rough upbringing as far as like you didn't grow with parents and stuff, you have to see where you were gifted and blessed on and guess what?
It can be just an excuse. Like me can know. Like bear in mind, I've been me have an excuse from forever. We can't always work.
Yeah.
So how do you know that me just now use it as an excuse?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know.
But understand my that's actions. You. That's you.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people where it's like, because first of all, I'll give you an example. I used to have like a really bad temper. I had no clue I had a bad temper. Like there was holes in the walls that I punched and I still was confused. Like who has this temper that y'all keep talking about? Because I was not like, in reality, like the way you were delusional to, oh, you're the best person in the world. I was
first of all, I wasn't delusional.
You said it. I'm just repeating. But the delusion
get it out there.
Of everybody being beneath him in the rooms that he was in, like it was the same for me where I was delusional to like who I was and how I was acting, right? And I really needed help to get to the point to see like, yo, I really do have a temper. Cause like, I just felt justified. So like if someone made me mad and I punched a hole in the wall or I ripped apart this or just had a crazy reaction just because I felt like, well, I was upset. I just felt like there was nothing wrong with me because I justified my own behavior.
Mm-hmm.
But that still doesn't, you know, make the behavior right or okay, mm-hmm. you know? And I still had to like grow from that and learn from that. But for you, you have a lot of gifting, clearly, mm-hmm. you know? And just because you know what you're doing, that doesn't mean everybody knows what they're doing.
And I learned. And yeah. And made it up. It took me time to learn and try to understand people.
Yeah.
And some of the time, when you're, I think the self-actualization start when you realize, one, you don't want to be alone forever,
mm-hmm.
and you cannot survive alone.
Yeah.
No, you can do it all right mm-hmm. on your own, but people need people.
100%.
I will have to, you know. But as me say, you say man, a whole man, some man communicate, some man show them emotion, all of that. Me just sit down right there, so I'm just communicate with you, mm-hmm. right? No, bear in mind, I was always able to do this.
Mm-hmm.
So you realize, oh, man can use the same communication tool where women want and take it and manipulate them.
Are you saying are you just manipulating me?
No, I'm saying that I, in my own right, know mm-hmm. that I can communicate efficiently.
Mm.
How me feel, I can communicate a situation, I can build a scene, I can set the tone, the scenario, and I can use it to my advantage. And I'm saying that there is a lot of men out there
yeah.
that's capable of this. It's just that women don't take time to sit and listen.
I mean, if somebody was willing to communicate with me, I'm only going to speak for myself. Mm-hmm. I'm going to listen. But that's because I'm just an emotional person.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I like when people talk, express themselves, get things off their chest. Because I don't think anybody should just walk around, like, carrying all their burdens, you know, alone.
And I would recommend men out there, carry some burden. Don't she attack for the woman them. Man them. Carry some of your burden, then, Maji. Don't try share. It make you a stronger person.
Well, I can see that for a man.
Carry some of your burden, then.
I can see that for a man, but I said they don't have to. So, like, if there's a point where before you crash out, go get the help.
Yeah.
Go talk to someone. So, like, certain things, yeah, like me, you got to pick and choose your battles sometimes. Like, I don't want to call someone crying every 5 minutes when something happens. So someone cut me off in traffic, right?
Because you know who weaker.
Who?
Men.
As far as emotionally?
Yeah.
Mm.
Because we weren't brought up to manage emotion.
Mm-hmm.
We never have an outlet.
Mm-hmm.
A man's outlet is 9 times out of 10 an activity. Whether it is anger,
mm-hmm.
sports, something. We don't have an outlet. So that is why suicide rate for men mm-hmm. much higher.
I can see that.
So much man that were commit suicide, they probably was talking like me at mm-hmm. one point. And it build up. And them just don't know how to. Them don't have an outlet and them don't know how to manage it.
Mm-hmm.
So although a lot of men will put on the, you know, the shield and the bravado or whatever we call it. We are still not, we can't deal with emotions like mm-hmm. women.
Mm-hmm.
We just don't really know how to do it. And some man go kill himself. You know, some man go kill himself. And some man beat a man.
Mm-hmm.
Some man, there's just multiple different outlets. So I would implore
mm-hmm.
women out there, when you're having children,
mm-hmm.
please try to have these children around their fathers
mm-hmm.
and not in broken homes. Or mm-hmm. if you're going to be a single parent, please grow your child. I think we're doing a good job with how we're raising women.
Mm-hmm.
We feel like, well, when the fathers mm-hmm. are present.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of men, we can't just put all of the blame for other people. We feel like boys need to grow a certain way so we know how to handle the things in my life I got to throw off away. But in the same breath, the way how we grow,
mm-hmm.
prepare we
Yeah.
With it, because it's two different worlds we live in.
Yeah. And I agree with that. I think just how you raise a child, period, mm-hmm. is important, boy or girl, right? Because some of the issues that you
spoil my daughter, rotten.
Terrible. Some of the issues that you've mentioned, you know, with women, that also comes from how they were raised. Some women were raised as princesses, you know, who mm-hmm. every problem is solved. Whatever Never is important to them, yeah, it's the most important thing in the house, whatever's going on with her. So I think to think about how you raise your child, like, it's not just on the women to make sure that the father is in the child's life. The father has to also want to be there.
Oh, me never,
you know?
I me say? Me never mentioned. Me never thought about the man them too.
No, see? You didn't. You just talked about the women. Sorry. So
man them, make sure say only in our opinion in life. Anyway, probably true me there with a woman, me feel like you.
Blame us, got it.
No, me there with a woman, so you would have it. You know, advocate on that side.
Yeah. So yeah, it should be on both sides, because I do think it's important that, like you said, like, stress management should be something that children learn, like mm-hmm. being able to know when they're at their threshold and, you know, express. Because a lot of times, like, I grew up in a house, and you probably grew up in the same, where it's like you get the because I said so. Right? You don't get the explanation. You don't get a chance to rebuttal and say, like, but I wanted to, or
I
this
still
is
have
what...
an issue with that today.
Yeah.
I feel like when me done talking, you know, mm-hmm. when me say something, me not interested for know what you have to say after that.
Mm-hmm.
Because me grew up in a way where when me say is law.
Yeah.
And work with it or don't work with it.
Yeah.
Me and I feel like me need to talk about women just say. Yeah. I mean that. We don't have to do nothing else.
And that's how it was for me too. But like now, for example, I have a bunch of nieces and nephews, right?
Mm-hmm.
And literally when I talk to them, even though I'm the adult in the situation, what I say is not law. I'm like, so what do you think about that? And given the situation, they also know, like, I don't ever yell at them. So like if we're out in public and I take them to like the amusement park, right? If I get stern and I say, come on, let's go, they know to come on, let's go, because it's danger, because Auntie Neek never talks like that. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, even like they do something, I have to regulate myself. Like, it's a child. Like, I mess up. I throw temper tantrums. Like, at this age, like when you're in the car, oh my God, I'm running late. Right? That's a temper tantrum. Right? So then when a kid do it, you yell at them. You want them to regulate their emotions. Stop crying. Stop this. Stop that. You can't even stop crying in your room at nighttime because the man didn't call you back. So like, how is the child supposed to just stop?
We got a man again. Jesus. We got a man again.
But I'm just giving examples of like how people treat children.
Oh, me, I raise my pitting of them rough sons. Daughter,
No.
Yes, me I could dress up my daughter in a little pink and me I could like put her over my shoulder.
That's cute. That's balance is needed.
My mm-hmm. son, you got to tough it out. You got to tough it out. Tap the ball in. Me I conk in your forehead if you ramp with me.
That's
me
not...
I conk in it. So you see, that's why you can't leave woman alone for raise pitney. Because
yeah, that's true. You need
it
dynamic.
Will be an imbalance. Because it's like you have to say something. I grew up in a household with my grandmother and my grandfather
mm-hmm.
when we move, and my grandmother very strict. Yo, put on this. Go yourself. Come yourself.
Mm-hmm.
My grandfather never raised him vice.
Yeah.
I have never ever heard this man raise him vice.
Yeah.
My grandmother used to have to tell me 4 or 5 times to do something. My grandfather would have just said, yo, deal.
Yeah.
And I'm never put him on for me.
Mm-hmm.
I never see him shout before.
Mm-hmm.
I'm don't afraid of him.
Yeah.
Because he never lick me yet.
Yeah, it just sounds like respect. You respect him.
But him just say, yo, hey.
Yeah. And there's some respect that comes to it too, where it's like, for example, if somebody has to repeat themselves a lot and the consequence is something you can handle,
mm-hmm.
yeah, the leeway with them, it can go. Like, even if you're in a relationship and your girl yell at you all the time and you can handle it and she come back, yeah, you'll continue. It's not that big of a deal. But that quiet person who's stern, and if they do decide to give you a consequence, they're going to stick to it. Yeah, you're going to get up and do what they say, because...
That's how I think. But me feel yeah. like there is like, there's love and there is respect.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like if I show me more love,
mm-hmm.
I feel like I need more respect.
Yeah.
My respect to me and how me can look my respect is if me constantly I tell you the same thing over and over again,
yeah,
and you do the opposite, no, you don't respect me.
Right.
And me. And me use it, loosely, and I will be like, yo, stop. And if the person keep on doing it, me, I'm gonna be like, so yo, you know, respect me. Because I just feel like look, me feel like respect more important than love. Me feel like I respect first.
Yeah.
And then love. Because you can't do some crazy things to people where you love. You can't do some wicked things to people where you love.
Yeah, look what we do to God.
Where you reaching, sir?
I'm just saying, we love God, but we sin every day. Can't stop, won't stop, right? But I'm telling the truth. Yeah, and I agree with you because respect is, especially for a man, that's really what you should seek from a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know?
And the woman will show a man the most respect is the woman where I'm gonna stay with her love. Not the girl where not the hottest girl and the one where show him, where respect him. That's what the average man I look for.
I mean, I can definitely agree with that. And then I will also go further and say that men, if you want that kind of respect, you need to be respectable.
That's not hard for you.
No, it is hard for some.
Yeah, true. Some, hey, some are not weird man, you know.
Yeah. Some men are not respectable.
Some
like, they embarrass you every 5 minutes. Like, oh my gosh. I can't respect somebody embarrassing me. We going out in public and you just like... You know, like, you can look at somebody, but...
We say, enough for turn him, Nick.
Like, don't be that excited. Don't be excited. Oh, whoa, what's the sound effects? Chill. It's
like, No man not go with no woman and then see another woman at the pan. Whoa.
Some guys are embarrassing. I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah, a woman embarrassing.
And even online, you go and every time you look at somebody's picture, you see your man name under her picture, like, my God, can you relax?
You see, so my time when I look upon that too serious because, you know, like, oh, I used to scroll through my IG and like every single picture.
A like is fine. I don't want, you don't need to, what motivated you to comment?
Like what?
You know how much energy it takes to comment? What motivated you to go comment on this girl picture?
But woman comment on man picture all the time.
If I'm in a relationship, I don't comment on. I'm not. If I'm in a relationship, I'm not making no man feel good except for mine. Why I care if you have a good day and making you smile? I don't need to put a smile on your face.
See,
oh, you're so handsome. Why I gotta tell you that?
Woman comment. No woman not comment that way. Have man.
You just said women comment.
Yeah, but me don't know if them have man. Me don't know if them have man.
All right.
See, thing is, woman look for things for hurt them, you know. Me not depend, you think me a go pan like my partner Instagram and be like, let me see if the man comment under this. Let me see if she like. Me not look
blame Instagram because it tells you, like, you'll see whenever one of your mutual friends comment or like something, it like puts it to the top for you to see.
Me never yet does a look through.
So women, here's the thing, because I think every woman wants to be special, right, to their partner. So like, if I'm with someone, I want to be the most beautiful girl in the world to this person, to just this person.
Nothing wrong with that.
You know? So it's like, if you want to be that to your person and you see your person is giving the same kind of attention that he give you to somebody else, you don't feel like the most beautiful person anymore. You don't feel like the most special person anymore if he's giving that same attention to others. So that's really what hurts is because it's just like, man, I just want to be set aside. I want to be separate. I want to be different.
Yeah, but you know, see, man set aside, woman where they want different. Man, I feel like social media to me, poison as it relates. Like, that, one of the big reasons them why I even like, have like, you know, like, wally for like conversation, but like man and woman and them thing, because I feel like social media put so much emphasis upon partners and relationships and that sometimes I feel like people depend relationship on them phone.
Yeah.
And not in a real life.
Yeah.
Like when my Instagram, like my IG, I remember one time, I just have to just start go through my Instagram and I just start unfollow and like click not interested. Mm-hmm. Me no want to see a big body woman. Me just want positive things.
Yeah.
Because it can be a poison. It's a poison for man, mm-hmm. and it's a poison for woman.
I agree. Because like even with the generation before us, my mom, for example, she's in a group chat with her kids. We talk to her every single day. She gets so much attention from her kids. Let her birthday or something come and you don't post her. she's mad. And it's like,
oh, you're in a post me.
Yeah. And it's like, girl, some of these people that post their mama with a long speech and how much they love them ain't see their mom in years. Don't go home to see their mom. People be asking me why I fly home so much. I fly home every 5 minutes. I just saw my mom. We just went to Canada. So it's like some people don't make an effort to spend time with their mom. So that's why they're doing that big thing on Instagram. I'm like, don't let that fool you. Because in real life, you talking to your kids 24/7 in a group chat, sending memes, laughing, having a good time, talking on the phone. I'm like, you need to cherish that. Because that person that got that one big Mother's Day post, that was the one time they spoke to their child and they just wrote back and said, thank you.
Hey.
So it's like, don't let social media...
I think you're onto something.
Yeah. And it's like that for relationships too. Like you're saying, some people do the big Valentine's Day thing and then in real life, your man go missing for 3 days and you know, you don't talk to
him. Go missing for 3 days.
You know, so it's like, cherish when you have something good in real life.
True. Well, you know, this was a very amazing conversation. I like this. This is a different perspective from things, you know. Very different. This Dale Elliott podcast is very different. You know, a lot of women is going to appreciate this. And it was nice to have you. And we're going to have you back another time. You know, nice boots. Let them catch the boots. Mad. So, Faye, can you tell the people where to find you?
My Instagram is Faye, F-A-Y, Peck, P-E-C-K. So, F-A-Y, P-E-C-K.
And, you know, you have other places or you just Instagram?
I'm mainly on Instagram.
Every platform. They need to know every.
So. I think.
Same name on everything?
Yeah, YouTube will be Faye Peck. I don't really use Twitter. I'm not really a big TikTok. I'm old, okay? I'm just trying to make it.
Yeah, how much?
Let's not talk about that.
See.
I'm an adult.
See how them.
But yeah, because TikTok, I'll be trying a TikTok. And I post my videos, but mainly I'm on Instagram and I'm going to work on YouTube. But mainly for me, I do on the other side. Like I just finished writing my first feature film. Last year, I sold my first short film, which was exciting.
How much money you sell it
for? Okay. But yeah, so like I'm more in like, you know, my writing bag. We just did my first table read for my feature. That was exciting. So that's what I'm working on. I like to make films and act. Last year I was in my first movie that went into theaters. So that was exciting to like go and see it and like bring my family and watch it like, ah. So, you know, I'm really working on that side of things and to build myself up as a writer and overall creative.
All right. Beautiful. Let's see them nice like explanation, you know. Yeah. So people, it was nice. For you guys to listen, thank you. Remember to like, share, comment, subscribe, you know, and we're out.
Bye.
Bye.